We had the opportunity to talk with a man who is really carrying the torch for one of the hot-button issues in all of sports right now. He's a free agent, and maybe some of his free agency is attached to his passion for the topic of the overall acceptance of an out player in the NFL. We're talking about Brendan Iambandejo, and he joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Brendan, thank you very much for taking some of your time. How are you this afternoon?
Good, I'm good. I'm in the middle of an MBA program. I'm in New York. I go to Georgetown. I go to George Washington University, and we're studying in New York. So I'm on a little lunch break here to chop it up with you guys a little bit.
Well, thank you very much. A man's lunch break is sacred time. Thanks for sharing it with us. I do appreciate it. Look, I am here in Atlanta. I'm based out of KNBR in San Francisco, which is obviously a town that has this your topic that you've been so at the center of. It's a topic where I live, and the concept of an out player in my town is like the rain. I mean, no one would even notice it, to be totally honest with you. San Francisco is very progressive. Other places are not. How do you think the topic has changed just since you've become a vocal advocate for it?
You know, a lot more people are open to the idea. And, you know, it's not so much to have somebody out in sports. It's just to have a whole overall environment that's accepting, you know, from coast to coast in our nation, that's accepting of the LGBT community. And obviously, as a professional athlete, I like to see acceptance in sports, and as a an advocate for non-bullying and such, I'd like to see kids being treated, you know, with respect and dignity in school. So it's a lot bigger than just sports, but of course, being a professional athlete, it's always going to be in one of my attention span, you know, really to have it, you know, focused in sports, but really it's a whole lot bigger of an issue than just sport alone.
You know, we're all products of the environment that we're in, and being in San Francisco, I have said many times, I can't believe we haven't already identified the gay Jackie Robinson, haven't already seen the athlete to not only break this barrier, but enjoy not the criticism, but the benefits that'll come with it. The first openly gay player on a professional team, whether it be the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, whatever, hockey, that person will be catapulted to worldwide fame overnight, and maybe that's for some individuals, they would look at that as incentive to come out. For other individuals, they would look at that as incentive to not come out because they don't want that level of attention.
Right. You know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, that person wants to excel in the sport that they're in. They want to be accepted and they want to be loved. And, you know, potentially if they come out, you know, there will be some backlash. But, of course, there's going to be an overwhelming majority of people that are going to accept them and love them for who they are. But, you know, they never want to jeopardize their sport or maybe their relationship with their family. I mean, there's so many things that we don't even think about, so many simple things. And in 30 states already in the United States, you can be fired for being part of the LGBT community. In 30 states, you don't have those protections. And so, you know, we still have a long ways to go, but I think we're at the precipice. I think we're close to seeing a player do such or multiple players do such in multiple sports. And for me, I just want it to be a safe environment. I want to let them know that they have allies, they have people that accept them. And whether there's a player that does it or there's not a player that does it, I'm still going to continue to fight to make sure that it's a safe, accepting environment for everybody.
Brendan Iambandejo joining us here on the Damon Bruce Show on CBS Sports Radio. May I ask you why you took up this cause? I know a lot of people go to work for a cancer charity, Leukemia Lymphoma Society, once that brand of cancer touches their lives. Why did you choose this topic, such a taboo topic for so many people, as one you really wanted to be out in front of? I think it's incredibly noble. I'm sure you've even been criticized for it and say, you know, you're trying to get ahead of a little bit of the personality curve and the popularity curve of this topic. I think all of your efforts, and I've heard many interviews that you've given, that you come off as incredibly genuine. I want to know why this topic means so much to you personally.
Yeah, well, to me, there's nothing taboo about equality. As a citizen, you know, I it's my duty as a citizen to uphold the Constitution and that everybody has equal protection under the law and that everyone is treated equally and fairly. And that's what the Constitution says. So, you know, this issue is so much bigger than LGBT rights. I was on Anderson Cooper last night, and he said, you know, I don't talk about gay rights. I would talk about equal rights. And I totally agreed with him. You know, this is about equal rights and equality. And if you go back to Loving, West Virginia in the 60s, my father is an African Nigerian man from Africa and was studying here in the United States. He met my mother, which is an Irish woman, Irish-American woman, and in the 60s, had they tried to get married, it was illegal in some states in the United States. So in 1965, that was put to rest in Loving, West Virginia, and now interracial couples could get married. And so now you fast forward to 2013, and they're still trying to tell us, that the government is still trying to dictate to us whom we can love. And love has no colors, it has no sex, no boundaries, no barriers, then other than what social construct make. So we're here. If a man wants to marry a man, if a woman wants to marry a woman, it's totally fine, and we'll help strengthen the family unit. We'll help a whole community of people and kids and give people confidence, and we'll help end bullying. And there's so many positive things to it. So to me, it's purely an equal rights issue, and that's not taboo to me in any way.
Brendan, I am Medejo joining us here on the Damon Bruce Show, a world champion with the Baltimore Ravens, and congratulations. I cover the 49ers back home, and obviously that wasn't the post-game show we were expecting to do that night. Congratulations to you and your former team. Let me ask you, do you feel that this topic that you've taken up has led to you becoming a free agent right now? Has this topic alienated you in some football circles at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, every assignment has a beginning. It has an ending, you know. So that's just the natural course. If you look at me, I graduated from college in 1999. I've been in the NFL or professional football since 1999. We're in 2013 now, some 14 years later. So I've played a lot longer than 90% of the people that have played professional sports. And
yes, you
I've
have.
Been supporting this issue for, you know, 4 years now. If it was a big deal, they would have, you know, released me 4 years ago. You know, just every assignment has a beginning and an ending. And, you know, maybe I'm towards the end of that, and we'll see. And I'm in no way, shape, or form scorned or think that the Ravens did anything because of my patriotism for the Constitution and whatnot. So it's just, it is what it is. And the Ravens always supported me and helped me out as much as they could. And now, you know, I'm off to the next thing, off to the next opportunity. And if another team calls, so be it. If they don't, then I'll be a busy guy with all the opportunities that life has out there for me.
Without a doubt, you're definitely, you know, an intellectually studious person. Like you said, you're back in grad school right now. What again are you studying?
I'm doing my MBA. So I'm studying business, and maybe I can come back to my roots in Santa Cruz and do something, you know, business-wise. I actually want to be an athletic director at UCLA, so that's what I'm looking to do down south and strengthen our student-athletes.
Would you have let go of Ben Howland or hired Steve Alford?
I would have let go of Ben Howland, and I also, you know, even more hot-button issue is what was going on with Rutgers. I would have fired the coach instead of suspending him off the jump. That's inappropriate behavior.
It is inappropriate, but what I'm wondering is if after his suspension and his penalty and his anger management, I would really like to see the last few months of practice, and I wonder if Rutgers didn't just fire a rehabilitated man due to public pressure.
Yeah, I mean, of course they did with the AD stepping down and everything. You know, they succumbed to public pressure, but, you know, they did the wrong thing in the first place, and then you had to do damage control and whatnot. So you do the right thing from the start, the AD would still have his job. You'd have a new basketball coach. And but also, you know, I'm big on second chances. So, you know, if the coach does all the right things, let's see, you know, where his career leads to. Let's see if he can come back through the ranks and do the right things and have a glorious rise back to glory and back to prominence and being a NCAA coach at the highest level and do it the right way this time.
Will you be watching the Final Four tonight?
Man, if I get out of class, I'm in class till 8 o'clock. I got to get out of class and get some food and work out and do all kinds of things. But I hope so. I'll be watching the championship game for sure, though.
Nice. I think you'll be able to catch a second half of Syracuse, Michigan. That's the second game tonight. And hopefully you have a great day back on campus. But Brendan, I got to tell you, there are a lot of athletes who I talk to, very few put as much of their heart and passion into a non-sports topic the way you have. I admire it greatly. I thank you for joining me, and I wish you the very best of luck in your future, whether it pull you back to the NFL or jettison you onto another bigger, better future. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you. There he is, Brendan Iambandejo.